fog of sleep. He was sure of it. Normally, he woke every morning just before the clock struck six, lying quietly and watching the first light filter dimly into the hall from the neighbouring room. Now, the apartment sat in complete silence. With difficulty, Tore pushed himself upright, the bed creaking under his weight. Reaching for the bedside lamp, he moved too quickly, and the clock radio tumbled to the floor. Neon numbers glared mockingly at him. 4:30. Irritated, he braced himself on the edge of the bed, gripping his crutch as he stood on weak, sleepy legs. The darkness closed in around him.
"You shouldn't be living in an assisted living facility at 75, he thought bitterly, directing a malicious thought at Anna, his daughter. It didn't matter that Om Hirten was well-regarded and centrally located in Norrtälje. He didn't belong here. He wanted to go home. Home to his cottage on Singö. Leaning on his crutch, he shuffled to the window and pulled up the blinds.
The garden rested in the dim dawn. A gentle drizzle fell from the heavy sky, its grey weight softening the outlines of trees in the neighbouring grove. Tore opened the window, letting a cold breeze rush into the room. An owl hooted in the distance. Something was moving down there in the grove, just beyond where he could clearly see. A yellow glow. Reaching for his glasses on the sill, he slid them on, and the scene sharpened. A pair of slanted, yellowish eyes and pointed ears. Tied to a pine tree, just beyond the lightning-split birch, stood a German shepherd. The dog crouched low, its coat darkened by the rain. For a moment, Tore wondered if he should do something, but dismissed the idea almost instantly. It wasn't worth the risk. Who knew where the dog had come from or who it belonged to? These days, you couldn't be too careful. The floor was cold under his feet, and he closed the window. He padded over to the bathroom, where he slipped into his neatly arranged felt slippers. Then he pulled a cardigan over his pyjamas. He had no desire to catch a cold just before midsummer. His gaze caught the mirror. His reflection stared back. His face looked more like a mask. His mouth was set in a crooked smile that never reached his eyes, and his useless right arm hung limply at his side. Some days, he found his cheerful, dolphin-like demeanour comical. But on darker days, it was an unflinching reminder of the body's decay. Ironic, really, how old age brought life into clearer focus. A scraping noise from the corridor interrupted his thoughts. One of the things he hated most about communal living was never getting any peace and quiet. Slowly, he made his way to the front door and peered through the wide-angled peephole. A hunched figure leaned over the lock of the door opposite, rocking slightly in the dim neon glow of the hallway lights. Tore watched as his neighbour's door slid open and the intruder slipped inside.
"What the hell?" Tore muttered.
He grabbed the alarm button on his bracelet and pressed it. Tore had time to count to 573 before the night clerk appeared in the dim corridor. Inez, he recognised her. One of the part-time assistants hired through the temp agency. Her thick, wavy hair bounced uncontrollably with each heavy step. He could tell by her heels clacking across the linoleum floor that she was irritated well before she reached him.
"What horrors are haunting us in the middle of the night this time?" she said, her tone sarcastic.
Tore didn't respond. In his world, comments like that didn't warrant answers. She stopped directly in front of him, folding her arms tightly over her ample waist, her lips pressed into a thin, disapproving line. She was, by all accounts, voluptuous, though Tore doubted she would appreciate such an observation.